This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are in the midst of a debate at this hour, the third in a string of contests aimed at helping Democratic Party voters pick a nominee to challenge the incumbent President Trump, a Republican, in next year's presidential election. Focus was expected to be on the three top polling contenders, former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Senator Bernie Sanders. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has voted in favor of guidelines for conducting an impeachment probe of President Donald Trump. Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual and for Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded Thursday, telling reporters the American people understand the proceedings must be based on careful, methodical consideration of the evidence.
Come with me sometime, and you'll hear what the American people are saying. They understand that impeachment is a very divisive measure. But if we have to go there, we'll have to go there. But we can't go there unless we have the facts.
Pelosi has urged caution in the past, saying the public does not support impeachment. President Trump is speaking at this hour in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, to an audience of Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. His visit is notable because the president recently sent out some harshly worded tweets about the majority black city, calling it a disgusting, rat and rodent-infested mess where no human being would want to live. Those are direct quotes from his Twitter feed. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit, including demonstrations against white supremacy and racism. For more on this and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.